So without any further ado, I'm going to invite Wendy Jones, Chairman of the Board, as well as with Agile Business Services, to come and take the mic. So let's welcome Wendy Jones.
All right, it's awards time. I love this. This is so much fun. And, you know, we have such a great group of members in the chamber, and we're so delighted to have you. We're glad that you're here. And just the effort that you put in throughout the year to share the chamber with other people and be at the meetings and work together and learn how to do business together, it's just an incredible time. And we've got folks from all the different areas, our team leaders that work so diligently to get speakers in our local areas. So we are just so thankful for all of you. We do have a few awards we want to give out today. First, I want to start with, and she won't like it, but I'm going to do it anyway, Julie. Come on up. Julie's on our board of directors, and she's our event coordinator, and she works tirelessly to make sure this event happens, and it wouldn't without her. And so I just want to say thank you, Julie, for all your hard work. Okay, you want to go that way? Okay. She helps keep us in line all year, thinking and doing and the things that we need to do, and always asks us, what happened? What was good today? What happened good today? So that we always start our meetings off with a smile and with thoughts of the Lord. So now I've got a couple of other awards to give this year. So we're going to start with the Members of the Year. And we take nominations from folks out in the field and different places. We ask people to let us know. We talk amongst the committee and just different things we know that are going on in each of the regions to come up with our awards. And so we've got two Member of the Year awards this year and two Partner of the Year awards because, wow, you guys are so great. We couldn't decide, so we did two. So first of all, we have for the 2013 Member of the Year out of Eugene, Oregon, Annette Truckee. Where is she? I saw her earlier. You know, anytime you go to a meeting in Eugene, you will be greeted by Annette with the biggest smile on her face, a hug. She is just working relentlessly down there, bringing the Women of Vision and the Mighty Women of Vision groups in and just doing a great job. And you should go to Eugene and enjoy the lunch meeting sometime with her and her smile, Annette.
Thank you, honey. Don't have food in my time.
No.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. All right, that's one. The second Member of the Year goes to someone here in the Portland area. And this person is just working all the time for the chamber members and getting us to work together and having us understand how we're supposed to work together and challenging us to do a better job of working together and thinking about how we can do business amongst each other. And he has just been great with the chamber, helping with data entry and all kinds of things to keep things rolling up here. So we would like to announce 2013 Member of the Year, Vladimir Meltzer. Vladimir. Make sure you stop and pose and get your pictures. All right. Now we have two Partner of the Year awards because, again, we've just got so many people working tirelessly for the chamber to make sure things happen, to provide services to us, to keep us doing the right things, keeping our books in order, helping us have integrity in all the bookkeeping that we do and the things that we do there. And none of us are bookkeepers on the board, so we needed someone that knew what they were doing that could help us and support us. And she's now on the board now because we needed her. But Virginia Oler and Oler Management Services has worked tirelessly on our behalf. Virginia, would you come up? Her whole staff works on our books, comes to our board meetings to present, give reports, and it's just been incredible. And thank you for all that you guys do.
Oh, well, it's our pleasure. I really couldn't do it without my staff. It's the best, most wonderful group of people in the whole universe.
Yes. So, and we agree with that. Oh, well, thank you. And kind of how we distinguish between the member of the year and the partner of the year. The member of the year is the individual that's putting in the effort and contributing and doing all the things that they're doing. And then the partner of the year, we really look at how the whole business is involved in the chamber and how they use their business for the chamber, whether they're involving their staff and or their resources, their office space, all of those things. So that's kind of how we make those two distinguishing pieces. So our second partner of the year for this year, 2013 partner of the year, for their efforts in keeping us on the web, keeping us on Facebook, sending out notes and tweets and all the things that need to happen so you guys are in tune and we can get the word out to others about the chamber, is social media handlers. So, Mike. Mike's always somewhere getting a video, taking a picture, asking a quote. Him and Anna just have done a great job for us this last year, and we just really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Blessings. You get handshakes, hugs, kisses, pictures.
I can't take a picture if I'm back here.
All right. Well, congratulations to all of you and for everybody. We just so appreciate each and every one of you. So we hope you'll enjoy the rest of the conference this afternoon. You've heard what Brett's had for us so far. There's more to come. So enjoy your lunch. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Well, I want a couple of our presenters to come up, and I'm going to ask Elizabeth Traub with Fellowship of Christian Companies International for Christ International. It's the Christ at Work groups to kind of talk a little bit about Christ at Work. How many people are actually in a Christ at Work group? So Christ at Work group, see these hands. If you want to be a part of that, check out and talk to these guys. They meet on a weekly basis, and Elizabeth is going to share with us about that. So come on up.
That was a fabulous lunch. The Fellowship of Companies of Christ International, which is Christ at Work, which is their branding for the U.S., I'd like to say the 35 years that this organization has been together, I have experienced 4 months of it. And when I was invited to go to a meeting at roughly 6 a.m. in the morning, I kind of thought, this must be something really special for me to get out of bed for. When I showed up into a room and saw the hearts of our leaders in Portland meeting, I was moved to get out of bed every Wednesday at 6 a.m., 5 a.m. to show up at 6 a.m. And what FCCI is it is an organization that takes the very essence of what we're learning here today, and it implements biblical principle into how we as leaders lead our businesses. And I can honestly tell you, most people that I meet with every morning, I have no idea what their businesses are. But what I do know is that they bring a heart to learn how to be godly men and women in the cultures that we go into. And not everybody has a boardroom that they could sit in and open up their heart and their heart for Jesus. And so what FCCI does is it brings together business leaders. They have an online system where there are tools, where there are webinars, and currently, we're going through a 6-week series on teaching the business model that God had for us as business people, and I think we're about 8 weeks into our 6-week teaching. And if someone comes into that meeting with a heavy heart over a business matter, pretty much the meeting agenda is put aside. And I can say for myself, I had a business situation that I would think after 20 years of working with people, I could figure it out on my own. And just presenting it to this group and sharing and having the feedback, and then more importantly, having these people encourage me to pray for someone that I did not want to be praying for. But even having that partner and that shoulder to encourage and send us out into the community and out into our workday. So FCCI, they change the way you look at business. They change the way you look at the hearts of the people that you work with. And we remind each other every morning, every week, that we're to have the heart of Jesus. FCCI changes the reason you do business. And we are, Brett, amazing presentation, amazing story, an amazing heart. And that is what, Brett, you're doing today, is helping us change that reason. FCCI changes the way our young leaders look at business. And I don't know how many people in this room are under the age of 25. Hands? Anyone? Okay, I'll raise my hand. I just turned 26, so... But changing the way young leaders look at business, we are the leaders that are discipling those people that we work with that are younger. And we're finding that the people that are coming into our businesses are a lot younger, doing the things that probably most of us didn't even understand until we were 35. And so we have an opportunity with FCCI to, again, pour into each other through biblical principle, through the heart of Jesus. And I love how we go into business. I think when we come into business as Christians, you know, it's like, I love Jesus, you should love Jesus, right? No. Jesus did not walk into the crowd and say, look at me, I'm Jesus, you need me. Jesus walked into the crowd and he met people right where they were at. Jesus walked into the crowd and he asked questions. And I can say in the 3 months of partnering my heart and my business with the community of FCCI, I am, well, to coin a phrase today, repurposing my business. And so, on a side, they have trips to Hawaii. And FCCI puts on an annual conference every year. This year it's going to be in Maui, Hawaii. They bring in speakers like Francis Chan, Mike and Henry Blackaby. It'll be in Maui. And, you know, aside from these amazing speakers, $159 a night at the Ritz-Carlton. So, anyway, that is if you want more information, we're right through the door here. And thank you.
Well, again, Nehemiah Project International Ministries is a great founder and partner with us. So Deborah Schlaud she's the director of operations. So come on up and share about Nehemiah and biblical entrepreneurship.
Thank you, James. Well, it's really great to be here today. This is the fourth year that Nehemiah Project has been a part of the Marketplace Summit, and it's exciting to see the number of people who are here today. Patrice, our founder, our chief servant officer, is currently in Atlanta, so he sends his greetings to all of you as well. The Nehemiah Project has really grown over the years being a part of the chamber. And some things that have happened that you may not be aware of is that we currently have a new stewardship director. Her name is Katie Reinmuth, and many of you will be able to meet her as she attends the monthly luncheons and some of the small group meetings as well. So I hope that you have a chance to meet with her. Other things that are happening for us, as well as some other additions to staff, is that we have with us today is Julie Desmond. So, Julie, if you'd raise your hand. She's Patrice's personal assistant, and she is with our table and booth in the side room over here. So make sure you say hello to her. Some things to look forward to, in June we will be having a seminar at Anthem Church, previously known as New Beginnings. This is titled Nehemiah Kingdom Business Seminar. If you're interested in what biblical entrepreneurship is all about, what do we talk about when we say principles, practices, and planning, and why should I come? This is a tremendous seminar to come to, or bring someone that you know, another business person, that needs to know and understand these principles. The seminar is free, and you can go to our website at nehemiahproject.org under Find a Class and be able to register. Other things that are upcoming is in October, we're going to have our third Biblical Apprentice Youth Symposium. Some of you have been a part of that. This is for students 11 to 18, where we're bringing them together for one day to learn about business, develop business plans, and be able to compete in front of a panel of judges for cash prizes. So October 26th is the date, but keep it in mind. It is an exciting experience when we see students who are coming together with business ideas, wanting to learn about God's business and how to do it His way before they get into a worldview. So if you have students or you know of students, if you'd like to help sponsor that event, please let us know. So as we move on through the day, if you have questions that I can answer for you about how you can be a part of the Biblical Entrepreneurship Series, please let either Julie or I know. Thank you very much.
So again, Patrice introduced us to Ford Taylor and Transformational Leadership, and this is Marley Brown representing Transformational Leadership.
Hi. Great to be with all of you. Feels like a family here. Most of these organizations, I think, we're all connected to. And Ford was here 2 years ago as a keynote speaker, and that's the first time I heard him, and then he fed into us in the afternoon after the event ended. And then that following October, we had our first three-day training. I really wasn't planning to go, you know. How much training do you need to go to? When you get to be my age, you've been to a lot of them. But one of my executive MBA students who'd graduated and was launching a business thought he could learn something. I thought, wow, you know, you've gone through 26 months of servant leadership at George Fox University. If you think you can learn something, I think I can too. So I joined him, and that's the beginning of the journey. Most of you have probably heard about the three-day training because we've reached, I think, 400 people in the city. And just last month, Portland Christian Center had a three-day training for 200 of their church leaders. So that means we've connected with a lot of people. But it's really not a one-time event. It's a process. So you can go to the three-day training and you can get a lot of the tools, but unless you practice using them, it really doesn't really help that much. And so we have ongoing ways to do that. We work with each other. Iron sharpens iron, right? And so we have a monthly, what we call Lean Inners meeting that meets the first Monday of every month at Lightspeed Aviation, another one of our Christ at Work brothers, just kind of feeding into each other. And we use what we call the Waddle method of conducting a meeting. And if you've never heard of that before, it doesn't mean we walk around like ducks, but it's a very effective method, and that's the beauty of transformational leadership. It doesn't just talk about principles up here. It gets down into like the interactive exercises that we were just experiencing. How do we really do this? How do we really discipline a child or an employee? How do we conduct a meeting? How do we handle change? How do we lead? How do we cast vision, serve, teach, train, equip, empower, launch? Evaluate. So it's very, very practical. It gives you the words to apologize, whether you're apologizing to a business colleague or whether you're apologizing to a family member. That's what builds relationship, is to have those genuine pieces in place where you work with each other with truth, with 100% of the truth, with love, with humility, with pre-forgiveness. In addition to the Lean Inners meeting, we have weekly hike groups where you can discuss using the principles with a small group each week. We also have three parts to transformational leadership. Most people come into it with the training, and then if they want to use it in their organizations, we have a group called FSH Strategy Consultants that will help you put the tools in your business. So it's all about busting through those constraints, those things that block you from achieving your goals, whether they're personal goals or business goals. How can you identify them, assess them, and then break those constraints so that you can have a great marriage or raise healthy children or meet your profitability goals or have healthy employee relationships? So it's all based upon relationship. If you want to find out more, we have a table back there, too. And I think a lot of people here can talk to you about their experience in transformational leadership. But as I said before, it's really not a one-time event. It's a process. We also have a foundation that makes it affordable for everybody so that nobody, you know, is prevented from being involved because of cost. And that's what's enabling us right now to bring four TLs to Africa this month. So see us if you have any questions. Sorry about that.
Just in closing and wrap up with our presenters, I'm also a director and volunteering for Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship in America. Anybody grow up with Full Gospel in the early years? I mean, in the Pioneer State, I grew up, and it's just been an honor to partner with understanding how do you really, you know, bring God into your business and listen to the Holy Spirit. And the Clark County, Vancouver area has a prayer breakfast coming up in October at the Vancouver Hilton. And so we have about 950 people that come out from that. It's all the mayors in Clark County. They have a featured mayor each year. And so there's information about that. And then there's chapters around the region where, again, you can join and participate. Come and share, hear a testimony. That's what really drove Full Gospel in the early years, is in what we're focusing in again on, is just the power of you telling your story. So not only do we want you to tell your story on Facebook and stuff like that, but we want you to tell your story among in a business meeting where you can share and be prayed for. So that's what Full Gospel is about, and there's more information about that.